Now, what year did you become faculty senate president?
That's what I get out of here. I'm not exactly positive. The year that is highlighted by these clippings that Janet did for me, for us, is 71. Is
right.
November 1971 is when we had all that problem with the Board of Education, a couple of people on there wanting to fire the president. And I had served a total of 6 years on the steering committee. And I'm sure you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is by now,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I served on that, I believe, 3 years before I became
mm-hmm.
president. I was reelected for another three-year term on the steering committee, as I recall. I can't verify it, but I believe that's right. And then the first year, the second three-year term, second month of the first three-year term is when all this hit me as president, because right after I got reelected as a steering committee member, they elected me as president for that year, and of course you can only serve 1 year. If I may just indulge on that little situation, because that, to me, that was my year. To do something, if I did it wrong or right.
Right.
And who was president at that time?
Dr. M.G. Scarlett was president at that time. There's his picture. Stembert was head of the Board of Education at that time. But there were two men, if I may, I won't call names, I probably shouldn't. And they were doing a pretty good job convincing the whole board that Scarlett wasn't doing a good job. The faculty wouldn't support him. And boy, that's when I jumped on the wagon. When the papers quoted them as saying that Scarlett did not have the backing of the faculty, the students, or the town people. He said, oh, maybe you got 20-30% acceptance from the faculty. I said, he's lying. He's wrong. So I pursued the thing a little bit there, too, and it all just exploded in there at one time, you know. It had been back and forth in the paper to some degree, and then it exploded. Anyway, they kept blowing that up, and the paper kept picking it up and blowing it up, you know. And heck, how can this man operate, and he doesn't have but 20% support from his faculty, none from his students? So I said, okay. It's time for the Faculty Senate to do something unusual. We usually meet once a year, you know, at that time, and I guess you still do. So if I call a general meeting of the faculty, it'd be an unprecedented thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I scouted around, got approval from my steering committee members, many, many other faculty members I'd talked to, and said, well, that man's crazy. Said, I support him 100%. We never had more recognition from students and faculty than we have right now. I said, that's right. On November the 22nd, 1971, is the date to call the meeting. I remember 4 o'clock that afternoon. I didn't have but 2 days to organize it and set it up, but I had some good help. I filled that auditorium in Keithley Center. You couldn't get in and out the doors, that many people. And I was proud of it. And I got all kind of letters in here of appreciation, which I really enjoy reading. How you handle it and all that kind of stuff. But we had that meeting specifically called to see what the opinion of the faculty is in or against support for Dr. Scarlett. Okay, that was November 22nd. November 23rd, this came out in the News Journal and the Tennessean. That MTSU confidence resolution approved. And I won't read the whole thing, but out of 432 faculty members, 280 gathered at the meeting. 219 voted support for Dr. M.G. Scarlett, while 52 voted against it. 9 faculty members abstained. And then we had worked up another resolution, and another resolution the faculty asked that any charges against Scarlett be made public, specific charges be made public. And they approved that resolution by a vote 245-4. Well, I don't know how many against, but that was for it. Those two resolutions were approved, and that came out in the paper. And I said, well, we did it. We did what I wanted to do, and that is show what you and I as faculty feel toward Dr. Scarlett. And I bet you there wasn't one mention in the paper, maybe one on TV, one in the paper, about this being approved, and then the whole thing was dropped. But during my years as Senate president, that was the toughest job I had. But I'm glad I did it. Like I did it. And I got little notes in here from people, shorthand, longhand, some of them, department heads, deans, but not from the dean of the faculty.
Yeah, we don't have a dean of the faculty.
No, we have a vice president, don't you?
Yeah, we have a vice president. We have a provost.
And yeah. When I retired, I guess Dr. Corlew was vice president.
Okay.
Robert E. Corlew.
Mm-hmm. I know the name. I never met.
He was a vice. Somewhere about that time, they set up a vice presidency of the faculty, which really helped us a whole lot. But I thought Dr. Scarlett, in my opinion now, this all way back then, he did more to help the faculty senate and the student government, student recognition, than anybody, any other president I served under, and I served under about seven.
Wow.
He opened things up. And we still see, I think, basic foundation there from which we built additional strength to the Senate, to the student body. He recognizes them. In fact, the president recognizes them. Maybe not as much as Scarlett did, but they know you're there as faculty and students, and they should. But that highlighted my whole year.
That was a biggie, I believe.
It was a dandy.
Yes.
It was a dandy. If had it to do over again, I'd agree to serve on the Senate. And for just 1 year, I'd probably agree to serve as president, but not for two or three.
That's right.
So, think about that one.